Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Quite the turn of events yesterday when it comes to Alex Cora and the Red Sox not doing a deal during the season.
Wow.
So I think it may have been Curtis who said that a giant bag of cash would change Alex Cora's mind when it came to not negotiating during the season, and it seems like it does. So
that it did.
I mean, anybody bothered by this? I'm not. I mean, you got Alex Cora for 3 years, $7 million a year, it looks like, around $21 million.
Is this what everybody wanted?
I think so.
Yeah.
Now there shouldn't be no complaining. It should be like the team knows who the manager is. So it should be like, there's no, what are we doing here, you know, or excuses for players because they don't know what's going on with Alex Cora. It shows the team's investment into Cora. And it shows that they're not really on this long-term build, right? Because it's only a three-year deal. So it's kind of like they still have expectations of trying to win now, knowing that they're going to have Cora for a little period of time.
Well, and from his perspective, he becomes one of the highest paid managers in Major League Baseball. Not the highest. We've discussed that. Right. And that deal was five years, $8 million a year. Was that what that
Something
was?
Something like that, yeah.
For great counsel, yeah.
$40 million total, Curtis?
It was. And I think multiple things. First of all, I was dead wrong. I thought that he would sign in season, but I never thought this would happen. And it makes me feel much more optimistic about the future that we all believe it's not as though the Red Sox did a David Price overpay here. Alex Cora could have gotten 3 years, $21 million at a handful of other organizations at the conclusion of the season, correct?
Yeah.
So this tells me he's been given assurances that the ownership group is going to invest in the product because there's no way he would have done that type of a deal now. The only concern I have is if they say, like Chris Sale and Tristan Casas and other guys, that this is their midseason acquisition.
Right. That was going to be my next point, is later on today when we get to the front office report, and I don't know if it is Craig Breslow or Sam Kennedy.
Craig Breslow.
Okay.
And Wiggy, how do you say his name?
Craig.
Is Craig going to come on the show today?
Mm-hmm.
And,
Craig.
does Craig believe that this satisfies the thirsty Red Sox fans who are wondering what is going to happen between today and Tuesday and the deadline? So
I don't think Craig.
Optimistic look on this, though. Would Alex Cora sign this extension at this point of the season if he didn't have a good feeling that they were going to add?
That's
like
a good
that
point.
To
great,
me.
Great point.
At 1-5 since the All-Star break, it was shocking that Alex Cora would sign at this point of the season.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of in a rut, so I expect that they are going to add, and they're going to add a lot, because I don't think Alex Cora would decide to do this midseason unless he had good reassurance that they were going in the right direction.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a really good point right there. And so now it's going to be, you know, what those acquisitions are, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, who are these players? Because we all believe they can't roll this out and be like, oh, this is our midseason acquisition because Alex Cora is not a player, right? So they could do that with Tristan Casas, but they can't do it with Cora. I think with Cora, you just satisfy the thirst of the fans on, okay, what's his future? So now you know what his future is.
On the Subaru of New England text line, in addition to comments about Alex Cora, little clarification on the cluster F this morning, and it's not at the intersection of 93 and 95. It is just before Malden at exit 24.
Oh, man,
and
you guys are way away.
Somebody who is sitting in that traffic is sharing that it's
It's looks like a really, really bad accident. So I would avoid that entire area at all costs.
So that's 93 North, right?
93. No, I think it's still 93 South.
In Malden?
But, yeah, they're just the accident's on the other side of the road, Wiggy. 93 goes both ways.
No, I know that, but,
yes,
but when you said...
in both directions.
No, when you said Malden and where they stay...
Near exit 24, okay. So that Malden exit. If you were going, for instance, to get a sandwich at Bob's,
yep.
Then you might be delayed a little bit. Have you ever had a sandwich at Bob's?
No, I don't.
I would argue that Bob's is one of the all-time great sandwich places in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Go. Top five best sandwich places in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Rondo's.
Wow. Rondo's is fantastic.
Meridian Market.
They love you over there at Rondo's.
They love the show.
They do love the show. Rather than toast your sandwich there, if you want it to be toasted, they grill the sandwich on the actual grill, which to me is an advantage when it comes to sandwich preparation.
Sam LaGrasse's, absolutely.
Yes.
Al's.
Yes.
Milano's.
Yeah, don't forget about Al. Mm-hmm. Al.
I like American Provisions. I know that, you know, people think that's
a little bougie.
It's in South Boston.
It's a little bit bougie.
It's very good. Mm-hmm.
It's
good
$17 Italian wrap day.
Mm-hmm. Somebody told me they went to American Provisions, got a sandwich, came outside, and then Harry licked it.
Did you see my Instagram story yesterday?
No,
he looked so sad after.
he clearly
Santo didn't put him in the other room while he listened to the slander that Wiggy put on his name.
You think he heard
and
it?
You and you
and he was upset.
And he was sad yesterday. Yeah. He said, "You know, I thought Uncle Greg and Uncle Wiggy liked me, and I'll do better next time."
Yeah, but it's not. It's like a kid. I don't blame the dog for
his.
Yeah, I blame the owner. I never blame the dog. It's or the kid. It's the owner's not teaching them the proper. You know, guidelines when it comes to dog etiquette.
We're working on it.
It's all right. Get there.
This is Michael from Connecticut. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
What's going on?
So, first of all, I am happy. It's pleasant news that Alex Cora is got his contract extension. I am surprised that he did get it during this season. My question is, and I want to hear your thoughts on this, is when he was negotiating, did the front office say, we're going to get certain people, we want you to be on board? If not, then, you know, you can bounce out of the season. What do you all think? I'm going to let you go. I got to go. Bye. Thank you.
Thank you. I don't know what he was holding out on. When he said that I'm not going to do a deal, he said it a couple weeks ago, reiterated, we're not going to do a deal during the season.
Right.
Was that because he didn't like the direction that the franchise was going in, or was it purely because the money wasn't there at that time or at the start of the season when they started talking?
Go
ahead, Courtney.
This whole thing was my lead. I think it was the direction that the team was going for, and then he said he was not going to have any conversations during the actual season. So to change at this point, at a very critical point of the season, he has to know that this team is going to invest.
All right, that's good news.
Yes, very good. So I was going to say, you should be happy that we still have Alex Cora today, but you should be even happier at what this front office is going to do.
Well, and I actually give them credit. I know this, and I always do this, but if they had waited until after the deadline when fans were angry, if they didn't do much to announce an extension, that would have felt very sort of manipulative. This, doing it now, puts the onus back on ownership in the final 6 days before the deadline to get a deal done. So in that regard, I also think it was a thing Sox fans should be happy about.
And there is an interesting point. Like, there is an interesting thing here with this deal, and I think part of it is really what, Courtney, what you brought up to go to your point, is because Alex Cora is what? He's still young, isn't he? How old is he, 50?
He's much younger than Greg.
Right? And he only signed, and he is, I'll tell you right now, he is 48. And it's only
he's older than Craig.
Yeah. He only signed a 3-year deal. Uh-huh. So doesn't that tell you like something because of the window? Like the window is small. It's not really like a rebuilding window. So I think Courtney was right on the sense that they might have come to an agreement like, hey, we're going to do everything in our power this year and next year to really get after it.
Okay, well, good news, I think, for most Red Sox fans.
Mm-hmm.
An occasional text message in which there is some disgust that Alex Cora was re-signed, but I think most of them so far this morning are very positive. This is Joe from Cambridge. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
What's up?
Craig Breslow, you're wondering if they're going to commit. Breslow said yesterday they need a starter We need a bat. We need a reliever. I'm going to improve the team. I don't know how you guys missed that. And I think that's why Cora signed the contract.
Yeah.
And I think the contract starts because Cora wants to become a GM. He doesn't want a long-term contract. He wants to win another World Series and then become a GM.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
all
you
right.
can say you want a lot of things until you acquire it and actually show that you're willing to give up a prospect. It's sort of meaningless.
Yeah, but
right?
you don't really go out on the ledge for that. If he said that yesterday, I didn't hear that. That's pretty good because we're all – before it was like, well, every time – there was talks about it was like, well, we don't really know. We got to wait and see. If he said, hey, this is what we need, that's the first time we've heard that.
All right. Well, we will talk to Craig Breslow coming up at 9 on this morning's show. That is the Red Sox front office report, and it happens every Thursday on this show. But before that, we will get to our leads coming up in 10 minutes at 6:25. And then they said it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we will definitely discuss what Matthew Judon said about his new contract and any sort of demands that may exist there. So that is coming up, among other things, at 7 during They Said It. The news with Courtney coming up at 7:30. And a new survey has found who the rudest people in the United States of America are. And it's not good news for us massholes. Or maybe it is. Maybe you like being rude. I don't know. But we'll get to that and the rest of the news at around 7:30 with Courtney. Right now, speaking of Courtney, what is trending this first hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. The big news yesterday, Alex Cora in the Sox agreed to a 3-year extension for over $21 million. So even though he's not the highest paid, I mean, you're looking at $7 million a year. That's pretty good for Alex Cora.
Yeah.
The Sox dropped the series against the Rockies in a fiery final game in Colorado. 20-7 was the final. Rockies pitcher Cal Quantrill got into it with Reese McGuire following a fly out in the fourth.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal, the raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When Quantrill seemed to reference McGuire's 2020 arrest for indecent exposure. It's not
you
safe.
You can't go there. No. You don't go there.
There is one.
The mom is okay. I think the mom is Wiggy, is the mom okay? Can you bring up the mom when you're trash talking?
Trash talking, anything goes.
Okay, that anything goes?
Yep, that's okay. Kind of the rule of trash talking. Except for the kids.
Leave the kids out.
Yeah,
of it.
Except for the kids.
Well, you didn't really listen to that with Harry yesterday.
Mitch picked the safe for work version of this clip. There is another angle where you can see Quantrill and what he said, and it is NSFW.
Savage?
Yeah. Benches did clear, but no one was ejected. The Sox now 1-5 since All-Star break. They're off tonight before welcoming the Yankees to town tomorrow.
You gotta explain, what's NSFW?
Not safe for work.
Okay.
Wait, you don't know what NSFW?
No, I had no idea what that meant.
Oh yeah, not safe for work.
Not, I don't know what the acronyms.
Okay, do you happen to know what LOL is?
Yeah, I know that one.
Okay,
that
good,
no
okay.
MG.
Okay.
Some of the new stuff, I have no clue.
What about IMHO?
IMHO. No, I don't know what that one is.
In my honest opinion.
Huh?
What about ROFL?
Isn't it in my humble opinion?
I thought that, but maybe I'm wrong.
Oh, I also thought
it was honest opinion as well.
Oh, you did?
Yep, I have no
you
idea.
You thought honest, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I my favorite is when grown adults write something and they end it with LOL.
So it's R, what's the other
one? ROFL.
R-O.
Rolling on floor laughing.
Oh my God.
Rafflecopter, baby.
Really?
Jesus.
That's an older one.
Yeah. Thumbs up emoji to Wiggy.
I know that.
That's
means
the ultimate insult.
When
somebody gives you the thumbs up emoji in the middle of a serious discussion, it is the ultimate insult.
Okay,
you know, the best passive aggressive one is when you just thumbs up the last text. Instead of even writing the thumbs up emoji, you just do the quick thumbs up, like, oh, got it. That's the end of the conversation, please.
When it comes to training camp, Jacoby Brissett received first team reps as we expected while going 10 for 13, while Drake May showed up 16 minutes early. That's my favorite thing about training camp is when you get the reporters telling you who's the first to arrive, who's the last to leave. Drake May, 16 minutes early. He finished practice going 6 for 10. When it comes to contract-related absences, both Judon and Godchow were full participants during the first session of the summer.
Absolute bomb thrown by Drake May yesterday, Sean.
Oh, don't worry. That's my lead today, Greg. We're going to discuss this in depth.
We'll get to it. Can we will we be able to watch it on Twitch?
We sure will. Mitch will have it for Twitch.
Okay.
All right.
And experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston, nestled in the Fenway. From live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right. It is 67 misty. Very odd, foggy night last night in South Boston.
The whole entire city was shrouded in fog last night, Curtis.
It's just sort of the dawn of a new... Isn't it interesting how the weather reacts or mimics the realities going around it? The Patriots begin a new era without Tom or Bill, and the city was just overtaken by fog with a future unknown. Cloudy skies, the afternoon high will be 81 with a few showers.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.